I got into landscaping because it's something I love to do. There's something about planting a tree that stays with you. It stemmed from a love of golf, and that turned into sort of a passion for turf healthcare. My name is John Bukos, and I am the Director of Maintenance Operations at Panorama Landscape Service. I've been in the business for over 20 years, and I've been with Panorama for a little over 11. We try to maintain a staff of about 40 to 50 employees full season, and then we bring up about 40 workers from Mexico via the H-2B work visa program. Here in Colorado, working in July and August means working in 100 degree temperature, and it's just really physically taxing on my labor force. I don't have my guys work more than 4 days a week, so they have 3 days a week off to recover, and it's difficult to work from, say, 10 a.m. to 4 or 5 p.m. So we try to get a bulk load of our work done early in the morning and then later in the day, and they could just do what they can during the middle part of the day. That's my number one concern, right? This is just landscaping. Human health is more important. So I'm originally from the East Coast, where it's maybe a little more temperate, less fluctuations in climate. When I initially moved to the West, that's when I noticed it right away. Our seasonal transitions are becoming more and more dramatic. And we're starting to see plants that did well in the past in Colorado not thriving and surviving like they used to. Ever since I've been here, every year I've noticed it's been a little bit hotter, a little bit drier. It just seems to jump a little bit more every single year. We're having bouts of spell 70-degree weather in February. The spring seems to be encroaching on the winter, and the summer seems to be encroaching on the spring, right? So the biggest effect that we've experienced here in Colorado recently from climate change is wildfire. We have these thunderstorms that don't rain. We just have lightning striking dry forest and rolling over grassland. We can't stop fire from happening. We can't stop lightning from striking during drought. And we can't make rainfall, but we can be proactive. We can install landscapes that help combat fire jumping from house to house. Xeriscaping, some people think, is only just putting rock in their yard, and that is not the case. Xeriscaping is using water-wise plants, plants that store water rather than need to drink every single day, and also watering root systems underneath the ground. Less water is used, and it's just more efficient. Where maybe we're putting a tree canopy in your yard that shades your home, where you don't have to use as much energy in your cooling bill. It's a part of the stew of the solution, right? There's no one answer, no one thing we can do to our landscape to help combat climate change. I don't know how we're going to do it in the future, but as we start to get away from gasoline and fuel, I hope that someone can come up with a battery that can withstand the beating that we have on our equipment on a daily basis. We've experimented using some battery-operated backpack blowers and some battery-operated mowers, and they're not commercial grade yet. Our efforts are going to electric vehicles. No one's thinking about landscaping construction, and I don't know how we're going to do it, but there's going to have to be a redirection of focus toward that. I enjoy my work. I see myself doing this for 10, 20 more years. I need to get out and get my fingernails dirty, and there's just something about watching the work that you did just mature and become something beautiful. When you initially install a twig here and a rock there and a little tiny flower there out of the nursery, sometimes the plants don't look great, but then I'll drive by it 8 years later and it's huge and there's birds flying around and there's bees humming around the flowers, and it's just, it's something that stays with you.